This is the Denver Broncos 2026 season preview, and here's the strangest thing about it. The Broncos went 14-3, played in the AFC Championship game, brought back nearly everyone, and the consensus win number for 2026 sits at 9.5. The market is calling last season a fluke. Here's what's funny. The regression math the skeptics are leaning on, we ran it on 10 years of data. It doesn't land at 9.5. It lands at 11. Both sides of this argument are getting Denver wrong, and the numbers that settle it are not the ones anybody's talking about. Start with what was real, because plenty was. Denver's defense finished 6th in the league in expected points allowed per play. The pass rush wasn't just good, it was historic adjacent. 68 sacks, the most in football. And here's the number that tells you the whole story of this roster. The offense gave up just 23 sacks all year, a 3.4% sack rate, the least sacked offense in the NFL. Put those together and Denver's sack differential was plus 45. The next best team in football was Atlanta at plus 31. That 14 sack gap between first and second is the kind of margin you almost never see in a league built for parity. Denver won the line of scrimmage on both sides, every week, all season. That's real, and that kind of thing tends to stay real. The offense was quieter but solid, 10th in expected points added per play, 9th passing. Cortland Sutton did Cortland Sutton things, 74 catches, 1,017 yards, 7 touchdowns. The ground game was a soft spot, 14th in rushing efficiency, with J.K. Dobbins leading the way at 772 yards in 10 games, before the rookie R.J. Harvey took over down the stretch and finished with 7 rushing scores plus 47 catches, a top 10 offense carried by protection, and a top 6 defense carried by pressure. 14 wins worth of underlying play? Not quite. And that's the second half of the story. Now, what was luck? Denver went 11-2 in one-score games. Let me put that number in context because it's the single most important stat of their season. In the last 10 years, only 3 teams won 11 one-score games in a season. The 2022 Vikings, the 2024 Chiefs, and these Broncos. The Vikings went 7-10 the next year, the Chiefs went 6-11 last season in this same division. That's the club Denver just joined. And across a decade of data, teams that won at least 65% of their one-score games lost about 3 wins the following season, and only about 1-9 improved at all. Denver's point differential says this was an 11-win team that went 14-3. Here's the part the regression crowd gets wrong, though. The luck was concentrated entirely in the close game margins. It was not a turnover-fueled season. Denver's turnover margin was actually minus 2/18th in the league, and the defense was just 23rd in takeaways. 68 sacks, 23rd in takeaways. They got home all year. They just didn't get the ball. Why does that distinction matter? Because turnover luck and close game luck are the two big give-back categories, and Denver only has to give one of them back. Strip the coin flips and you're left with a team whose floor is the point differential, about 11 wins. 11 is not 9.5. The market overcorrected. Let's talk about the identity because this is the most schematically interesting team in football. Charting data via NFLverse. Denver played man coverage on 44.6% of dropbacks last season, most in the NFL, and it wasn't close to a gimmick. They ran cover one, single high man, on 31% of snaps, third most in the league, and played two high shells at the third lowest rate in football. The league default is the two high shell, roughly 4 in 10 dropbacks league-wide, came against one last season. Denver went the other way, press man, one safety deep, and win your rep. You can only play that way if you get pressure without sending extra bodies. And that's exactly what they did. Second in the NFL in pressure rate at 34.5%, with a blitz rate that was merely 6th. Around the league last season, blitzing didn't actually buy results. Defenses that sent 5 gave up more per dropback than defenses that rushed 4. Denver is a team that proves the alternative. Win with 4, sometimes 5, cover with the rest, let Pat Surtain erase a man. Nick Benito's 14 sacks led the team, and the man who calls all of it, Vance Joseph, was named the league's top assistant coach and stayed because all 10 head coaching vacancies filled without him. Same coordinator, same corner, same identity. When we say a defensive fingerprint carries into 2026, this is the cleanest case in the league. So what changed? Almost nothing and one enormous thing. Denver re-signed 17 of its own free agents. Sean Payton got a new deal through 2030. The real losses, John Franklin Myers and his 7.5 sacks took Tennessee's money, and Dre Greenlaw was released. The big swing came in March. Denver sent its first round pick, a 3rd and a 4th to Miami for Jaylen Waddle, and took back his full contract. Waddle's 2025 was quiet. 64 catches, 910 yards on 100 targets, but the bet is on the player, not the stat line. Speed up Hayden offense can scheme open. The cost of the trade showed up in April. Denver's first draft pick didn't come until 66. A defensive tackle from Texas A&M named Tyler Onidim. And then the enormous thing, the one buried under the transaction list. Sean Payton fired his offensive coordinator, promoted 31-year-old Davis Webb, and for the first time in his Denver tenure, handed over play calling. The offense that protected Bo Nix better than any team in football protected any quarterback now gets called by someone who has never called a play in an NFL game. Which brings us to the 2026 question, and it's not the one on sports radio. Bo Nix's raw numbers say average quarterback, 21st in adjusted net yards per attempt, and a completion percentage over expected of minus 2.1, 28th among qualified starters. He completed fewer passes than the average quarterback would have thrown to those spots, but the splits tell a more specific story. Nix was 6th in the league against man coverage at plus 0.196 expected points per dropback. He was 9th against the blitz. Send pressure or lock him up man-to-man and he beat you. Those are the scheme answers the things Payton system drills. Play soft zone and make him work methodically, and he was 11th, ordinary. And he did all of it with a top 5 lowest pressure rate in football, pressured on barely a quarter of his dropbacks. So here's the honest frame. Denver won 14 games with a quarterback who performed like the 21st best passer in football because the system around him, the protection, the play calling, the defense, was arguably the best in the league at covering exactly his weaknesses. That's not an insult, that's a formula, and it worked all the way to the conference championship, but every piece of that formula is what's being tested in 2026. New play caller, an ankle that got surgically repaired twice since January, broken in the divisional round, cleaned up in the spring, on track for camp, and an edge room where Jonathan Cooper, 8 sacks last year, faces open domestic violence charges with a hearing set for late July. Those are the real variables, not the coin flips.
Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR as always. Sutton is the safe one, 74 in 1017 and 7 with 100 plus targets 2 years running, wherever the market prices him. Waddle is the fascinating one, 100 targets of pedigree walking into a top 10 pass offense that just spent a first round pick's worth of capital on him, the situation bet of the Denver roster. The backfield is the headache, Dobbins resigned, Harvey ascending. 47 catches as a rookie is the tell that Payton trusts him, but two backs plus a fourth round rookie from Washington means nobody gets a clean workload. And Nix himself, 25 touchdown passes in a system that manufactures red zone throws. He was 7th in red zone efficiency, plays better for fantasy than his accuracy numbers read. The verdict. The market says 9.5 wins, third best team in their own division. The regression math, the real math, run on a decade of one-score teams, says this roster's honest baseline is about 11 wins, and what made it special, the line of scrimmage and the coverage identity, comes back nearly intact. Denver gives back the coin flips and stays dangerous, unless the ankle or the rookie play caller takes back more. That's not a fluke profile, that's a contender with a luck tax due. The Broncos won't go 14-3 again, and they don't need to. Follow the Denver Broncos feed for the weekly show, every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Broncos preview, every number verified.